An update to the story that KCSI KOAK brought you following the Monday, July 6th meeting of the Red Oak City Council. Now on Thursday, July 9th, the Emerson City Council has voted to re-engage with the City of Red Oak for EMS service. Following that Wednesday meeting of the Emerson City Council, KCSI spoke with Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and she tells us more about that change and what to expect moving forward.
We are pleased. We had certainly received some feedback that people were concerned. You know, if you followed the last couple of days, we had taken action on Monday due to the fact that Emerson had chosen to go with Malvern, and Malvern is a great volunteer organization, which really has been the focus of our conversation for the last 8 months with all the communities in Montgomery County and Emerson, that we recognize that we provide a different level of service by having full-time employees compared to being a backup at a minimum to those who have volunteers. So if you didn't follow it, yes, the City of Emerson a couple of weeks ago had contracted with Malvern. People were concerned about how that would impact probably especially those on the east side of the county who, if Malvern wasn't available, I think that Emerson may have assumed that Glenwood would back them up. And of course, if you're sitting in Montgomery County and waiting for someone to come from Glenwood, it would have been a really long route.
Yes.
So I attended the meeting. I did request that I would be on the agenda. As people know, when you go under public comment, you don't really get to get a lot of feedback. And so they were gracious enough to allow me, just with some of our concerns, making sure that we were all on the same page before they really made a final decision. And so we had a good discussion. They allowed me to speak and answer questions that they had. They did have a few citizens speak. One person spoke in favor of keeping Malvern, and then there were a couple people that spoke in favor of switching back to Red Oak.
Right.
And after a lengthy discussion, they took a little break, came back. There were four of their five council members there. I honestly don't know the gentleman's name that was not there. But they voted 4-0 to re-engage the City of Red Oak and did approve the 2080 agreement. And then Malvern was also there, the EMS representatives, and they, again, we both spoke highly of each other. They indicated that if what the City of Emerson felt was best was to continue with Red Oak, that Malvern would always be there, as they always had, to be a backup if there were occasions where, obviously, there's times we can't come either.
Right.
And so they were gracious enough, and thankfully, I think everyone in public safety and EMS always really does try to focus on the people, and even though there's, you know, conversations about money being exchanged now that weren't the way that it was, wasn't the way that it was before, we are pleased that they voted for that. And then the second action that they took was to undo or just kind of cancel out the agreement that they had with Malvern, and Malvern will just continue to be back up when they need to be.
Yeah. So again, discussion.
Yes.
But everything, I think the thing that I like about having discussion is, many times things are misrepresented and all the facts aren't out there and people have questions and I don't know and it's different. But when you really sit down and think about it and talk about it and have a conversation, things can happen for the better, I think.
Right.
And maybe that's an example of that.
Yeah, I think that happened not only in Emerson but in Elliott. You know, we're glad that even though it was a process to go through for the last 8 months, our goal was to engage with each of the communities and have an actual written agreement that spells out that we are coming when you need us, whenever we are available, and that if you take in the totality of the amounts of money that we will get collectively from the five, it's about $23,000. So when you take the fact that it's a $1.8 million budget, it isn't a huge impact, but I think it's super important to our elected officials here in Red Oak that we recognize that while it may not be super impactful changing the trajectory of our city budget here in Red Oak, that it is an acknowledgement on behalf of the other five communities that there is a service that we're providing that has a value and that it's not free. And so we're really glad that even though it was hard, we do appreciate being able to provide the service, and we most certainly appreciate that we were able to come to a conclusion that allowed us to do that, continue that, and receive a small amount of money. In the case of Emerson, it's $3,695 per year for the next 2 years.
The Emerson City Council did approve on Wednesday, July 8th, to move forward and re-engage with the City of Red Oak for EMS service. Thanks to Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter for her time and that information following that meeting on Wednesday, July 8th.